Environmental advocates are appealing a decision to issue an air quality permit allowing expansion of the Holly Frontier Refinery in Davis County. KUER's Andreas Martin reports.
The Utah Division of Air Quality has approved Holly Frontier's proposal to increase production of black and yellow wax from the Uinta Basin. The refinery's processing capacity is projected to increase from 40,000 barrels per day to 60,000. But Western Resource Advocates is appealing the decision on behalf of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment and Friends of Great Salt Lake. Jora Walker is senior attorney on the case.
Here we are in a situation where our air quality is horrendous. It's jeopardizing public health every day that we have an inversion. We need to reduce emissions, every sector, dramatically. And yet, this expansion would allow the increase in emissions, and that's the problem.
So I don't disagree with that opinion. That is a challenge for us. And, of course, it's not limited to refineries.
That's Bryce Bird, director of the Utah Division of Air Quality. Bird says some types of emissions from the refinery will increase, including hazardous air pollutants and fine particulate matter. But some emissions will go down, like nitrogen oxides and volatile organic compounds. The refinery is required to update equipment and implement additional controls as part of the permitting process. Bird says Holly Frontier and the Division of Air Quality are both operating within the law.
The bottom line is that once laws are in place, then people live by the laws, and in this case, the permit was issued based on the regulations that were in place.
Jora Walker contends that Holly Frontier has underestimated the emissions increases that will occur with the expansion, and that the refinery will surpass permitted levels of sulfur dioxide because of emissions from flares. Three judges on the Utah Appeals Court will decide on the appeal. In the meantime, Holly Frontier can move forward on expansion plans. Company officials did not respond to a request for comment. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.